Please rise as we continue with our prayers for Holy Week. You'll notice that the format of the prayers this week are in order of what's going to happen this Holy Week. It really mentions the Jesus with Judas on Monday, Thursday, and carries us all the way to his death and then Easter Sunday. So that's what really gives us a format for these prayers today. Let us join our hearts and voices in prayer. Let us pray to the Lord that he may hear us on behalf of the people of God and all people as they have need. Lord Jesus, although knowing about Judas' plans, you arranged for the Passover, which foreshadowed the Lord's Supper. Strengthen the faith of your people here and wherever the sacrament is celebrated, as we receive the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, which come to us through your body and blood. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, although their Lord, at table you taught your disciples the nature of true servanthood. Guide and direct all who work in the healing professions, in police departments and armed forces, in all levels of government, in the cultivation and distribution of crops, that they see themselves as your servants for the common good and be given the wisdom and guidance they need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, although Peter spoke confidently, you knew that in weakness he would deny you. Yet you said he would turn and strengthen his brothers. Strengthen all whose faith is weak, those whose face this day is burdened by the past errors, and all who cannot comprehend the depth of your love, that they realize and rejoice in the forgiveness you so freely offer. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In the garden, although you prayed in anguish, you asked that the Father's will be done. Remember before you especially the names we present to you today. For those who are in transition with home or going through transition with health challenges, Lord, we pray that your prayer, thy will be done, will comfort those going through these moments. And specifically for the names we mentioned today, for Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Mike and Brent, Courtney, Joyce, Brett, Cole, Betty, Riley, Spencer, Tom and Donna, Kathy, Katie, Larry, Kathy, Dennis, Mark, Madeline, Bernice, Jen and Gabriel, Stephen, Sue, Tim, and Gary. Grant courage to them and all who struggle with sudden crisis or long-term illness, all who are near death, and all who languish, unjustly imprisoned and discriminated against, that they rely on your gracious plans. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
On the cross, although facing death yourself, you promised paradise to a criminal and proclaimed the payment for our sins finished. Grant that your Holy Spirit open the ears of those who have not heard the gospel in terms they understand and believe, that they rejoice with us in the forgiveness of sins and the paradise that awaits all who rely on your grace and love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
At the end, although you could not do anything physically, you committed your spirit to the Father. Into your hands, Heavenly Father, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.